your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is Sunday, November 9, 2025. Almost time for Thanksgiving. Okay, so we've got a bunch of things to get through today. So we're going to start a little update on the website. We're looking at probably maybe 2 weeks out before the new website is up and running, but it's really becoming, really starting to take shape and look pretty cool. Excuse me. And I'm pretty excited about it. So on the website, we're going to have a blog page. We're going to have all the radio shows. We're going to have the conference that I just spoke at yesterday, and a whole bunch of other new stuff. So just please bear with me. The website that's up right now is still functional, so feel free to keep those questions coming in, and you know, we'll move forward from there. Okay, so one of the main questions that I get from traders is kind of an enigma. So the question in some format or another goes something like, what are the best traits that make successful traders? Now that could be interpreted in many ways. That could be, are you talking about traits of types of personalities? Or are you talking about traits of being able to follow a system? Are you talking about traits of believing in yourself? And so forth. So I usually have to go back and go to the sender and ask them to define what it is they're asking. Because just those three that I mentioned are three separate compartments, shall we say. And even though a lot of them make up the traits of successful traders, I really try to stay away from labeling anything or anyone. Now, a lot of you traders that write in and ask this question, you preface it saying, well, I'm a type A personality. So what type of traits in a type A personality do I need to improve or expand upon? Well, first of all, I don't necessarily buy into what the psychiatry field has done to label people. Now, I'm not saying that some people aren't more fussy than others, shall we say, in terms of being neat and tidy or organized. And then there are other people that are less inclined to be neat and tidy and less inclined to be organized. But I don't feel that we need labels for that, folks. So if you want to buy into a label, then now you have already started to limit yourself in terms of your trading. Traders can't label themselves or think that they're limited in their approach to anything in life, and then think that they're going to have the mindset to take unlimited profit out of the markets, because you've already limited yourself by labeling yourself. Now, I'll give you a good example of this. There was a gentleman that I worked with quite a few years ago, and he was just a couple years older than I was at the time, and a nice guy, you know, real soft-spoken, well-educated, and he said he had problems being disciplined, and that's why he contacted me for coaching. So, you know, I'd never met him. This is over the phone, like most of my sessions, or Zoom, or meets. And so we're talking, and you know, gave me a little bit of background about himself, where he lived, you know, his family, his kids, and the fact that he was a full-time trader. And I said, okay, so what seems to be your challenge? And the next thing he said was, well, I'm an alcoholic. And I said, okay, I'm not quite sure what that means. So he went on to say that he'd been in an AA program for 35 years. And still went to meetings twice a week. And I said, my goodness, you know, 35 years, you know, at that point he was only, I don't know, 55. And I said, my goodness, you know, how bad were you? I mean, if you don't mind me asking, I mean, if the you're in an AA program for 35 years and you're still going twice a week, I had to ask because this could be part of his problem with his trading. He could have fallen off the wagon, mate. I don't know. He said, well, you know, when I was in college, every weekend, you know, me and my buddies, we'd get wasted. And I said, okay. And he said, and then my parents stepped in and did an intervention and put me in the AA program. Well, first of all, they put me in a facility to dry me out. And then, you know, I had to promise to go into AA. And I said, well, were you drinking every day? He said, no, just on the weekends, you know, with the frat house and football games, that kind of thing. I said, well, you know, did you have to drop out of college? Did you, you know, stop doing your studies? He said, oh, no, I graduated with 4.0. He said, no. He said, I just every weekend we would get wasted. And I said, okay, well, that's sort of a rite of passage in going to college. I mean, I'm not negating that maybe you were drinking too much, but that's kind of what happens when you go to college. And the fact that you graduated with a 4.0 and it didn't affect your studies, I don't necessarily see why you call yourself an alcoholic 35 years later. Well, apparently, whatever doctors that he saw in the facility just said he had the type of addictive personality that if he didn't stay in an AA program the rest of his life, he would be a bum on the streets. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that. I'm not saying that couldn't have happened or might have happened, might not have happened, but you know, to say that to somebody who's 20, 21 years old, someone who's just drinking on the weekends during college, you know, it's a gray area. You know, I mean, I know when I was growing up, you had to be 21 to drink in the state I lived in. And I moved to Chicago right after I turned 21, but you know, I wasn't getting drunk every weekend. So, you know, maybe he did have a problem. But, you know, there were times when I did over-imbibe in my early 20s. You know, me and my girlfriends, we'd be out having some cocktails and dancing. And, you know, yeah, there was times that I woke up the next day feeling lousy. But it kind of faded away. You know, it was just that initial, I just turned 21 thing. And, you know, by the time I met Mark Douglas a couple years later, you know, I wasn't drinking at all. You know, except socially, maybe at a party or something, have a glass of wine. And he didn't drink except socially. Maybe he'd have a beer after a hockey game, after playing a hockey game. So, you know, I felt kind of sad for this young man that he had been, you know, he'd had the fear of God put into him. And 35 years later, he still considered himself an alcoholic. And I asked him, I said, well, how many times have you taken a drink since coming out of the facility? He said, oh, I've never had another drink. So this is what I'm saying, folks. If you continue to label yourself with something as negative as an alcoholic or a drug addict, that means you're not over it. And you're limiting your perspective on becoming successful. And it's no different than what I write about in my book, Championship Spirit. And that addresses the damage that happens to adults not achieving their goals as adults because of, you know, previous bullying or abuse. Because doctors or law enforcement or whoever, you know, that was involved during those years, if anybody, you know, labels you as a victim. So if you're labeled a victim or a survivor or an alcoholic or a drug addict, and you haven't experienced any of those effects from any of that, whether it's bullying or abuse, or you stop, or you haven't, or you've stopped drinking, or you stopped taking drugs for a long period of time, then I don't see the purpose, the positive purpose of you continuing to label yourself. So getting back to the original question, you know, what are the specific traits for traitors, which we'll get into in the next segment? It's a real gray area because you just can't, there's no blanket answer, because you have to understand where each individual traitor, how they're labeling themselves to get to the correct answer as to what traits they might even be able to utilize. So, you know, like I said, we're going to get into this in the next segment, but I want you folks to think about this, because it doesn't matter what label someone else has put on you or a label that you've put on yourself. It's a label, and labels are limiting, and you have to understand that. You know, even if it's somebody in your family calling you stupid, that's a label that's limiting you from thinking expansively. You know, somebody saying to you, you'll never make it as a traitor. And I hear this quite frequently. And most of the time they say, well, that doesn't bother me anymore. You know, and, you know, I respond saying, well, if it doesn't bother you, then why did you mention it? So if you mention anything like that, anything technically negative, then you're limiting your ability to see profit in the market, because it's still getting filtered through. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. I'm not smart. I'll never make it. And so this is what I do for you folks, is help you get to that root cause so you can de-energize that and deflate it and move forward. So think about that, and we'll be right back. So, you know, getting back to these traits, one of the exercises that I give to traders is to make a list of what you think your best traits are about yourself. Okay, and lots of times they'll say, well, what do you mean? What do you mean, my best traits? Okay, well, how do you think of yourself? What do you think about yourself? You know, if somebody said you're in a job interview, they say, what are your best qualities? What are your best skills? And, you know, 9 times out of 10, traders can't answer that. Now, you know, if I was at a party and somebody asked me, hey, well, you know, what's your best attributes about yourself? I could immediately say I'm loyal. I'm a good friend. I'm a good listener. I'm organized in terms of my office, my home space. I love to entertain. I'm a good cook. I'm a good friend. And I'm a good pet mom. Okay, that's just a few. Okay? So right off the bat, and if any of you traders listening out there can't say that or anything like that about yourself, then you don't know who you are to the degree that you need to be successful as a trader. Now, I've mentioned before how I lost everything after Mark Douglas died, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. And if I didn't have a foundation of knowing who I am and what I can accomplish, I wouldn't be here today. Now, was the road back awful? Absolutely. It was the worst time in my life, knowing that people were actually out to steal from me on purpose. People that I knew, people that I coached, people that Mark coached, it was personal. So I had to turn around and just make it business. Just like in the movie The Godfather, one of my favorite movies, watched it again last night, it was on TV. It's not personal, it's business. You steal from me, I'm going to come after you. And that's what these people had to learn. Now, am I tenacious? Absolutely. Mark and I were together for 25 years. We built this up from scratch, and there's no one that's going to ever take my materials away from me to the best of my ability. Okay? Now, if that means that somebody wants to call me bad names or write negative things about me on the internet, that's on them. Because I'm running a business here, along with my trading. That's one part of my business. The other part is writing books. The other part is coaching you folks. And that's it. And if I was a man, I wouldn't even be going through this. And I'm not a man hater. I'm not a women's libber. It's just a fact. We live in a man's world. So I do my best to work within the confines that are still in place to this day in 2025. But that doesn't mean I label myself. Okay? I've been called a lot of things that were not nice labels. And, I'll be honest, on time at times when somebody may annoy me to the extreme after being warned, yeah, I might be the B word, okay? I might. But only after I'm pushed to the edge. But that's a momentary label. I'm not the B word 24/7. So I understand that AA may say you should maintain the phrase, although I'm out and I'm an alcoholic, I no longer drink. Now, see, that's totally different than stating I am an alcoholic. Because if you just say that one part of the phrase, I'm an alcoholic, that you're telling your psyche, you're telling your brain that you haven't stopped drinking. But now you're only drinking mentally and spiritually. Do you see the difference? So for you folks out there that want to know what the traits are to successful traders, you got to sit down and you got to ask yourself, what am I good at? What are my traits? What are my best attributes? What do I do well? Make a list of your accomplishments. And start living that. That's one of the exercises that I do in all my workshops. And I've mentioned before when I had my chat room, I was the first and only person to this day to provide trading psychology during market hours, live trading. And this was something that Mark Douglas and I, along with Larry Pesavento, we started in the 1990s and into the early 2000s. We were the only ones doing workshops with live trading included with a money-back guarantee that if we didn't make profit at the end of the workshop, everybody got their tuition back, 100%. And of course, we never had to give a refund because we always made money. So my point being is that I'm doing this real time. This is not just a radio show that is archived somewhere. This is real time, current advice that I'm giving to you folks. So an example of an accomplished table, and I'll just use stuff from my own life, is because it doesn't matter when you accomplished anything. Doesn't matter how long ago. It doesn't matter how big or small. Okay? That's part of who you are, and you have to hold on to that, and you have to recognize that to know to propel yourself forward into knowing that you can make a go of this as a trader. You've done all this stuff, and I can guarantee you, you're probably sitting there right now rolling your eyes saying, I haven't done very much in my life. Well, how do you know? You haven't written it down. So I'm going to give you an example from my life. When I was in fourth grade, in the whole entire school district, there was me and another kid from another school that I didn't know. And this is, you know, ancient technology days. We were invited to record a speech on a project, on a something to do with science. So he and I did our research at the library, and then we recorded our presentation. And that presentation went out to every single school in the school district. Now, I don't know how I got chosen. I know I was a decent student. I don't know how the other kid got chosen, but that was a big deal. That was in fourth grade. In sixth grade, I was invited to attend Carnegie Mellon University in an art class presented by a teacher who had studied under Picasso. That's how talented they thought my drawings in class were. Well, I didn't think they were any big deal, but anyway, my parents were just amazed. So I spent the summer going to art class, you know, with kids that were college age and you know, from other school districts. That was a huge deal. You know, at age 14, I got an honorable mention during a roller skating contest. And my dance partner and I, we were one of over 100 contestants, and we got an honorable mention. Okay, I funded my first trading account while working on the exchange floor as a phone clerk. Let's see what else. At age 25, I skied down the expert stick line ski path at Beaver Creek, Colorado, and I didn't kill myself. I fell a lot and got really bruised, but I didn't kill myself. That was a huge deal. At 27, I became caregiver to my mother, which would last for the next 10 years. At age 42, I finally finished my undergraduate studies. I was awarded a bachelor's in divinity. At 46, I published my first book, Creating Perfect Relationships. At 47, I received my master's in counseling. And at age 50, I received my PhD in philosophy. So my point being is, it doesn't matter when anything happened or how big or how small. And on top of that, I'm a fabulous cook and I'm a great hostess and everybody loves my parties. So that's just a little side thing. So there's a lot of things in your life that are a big deal, and you have to start making that list to embrace your ability and your expertise to be the type of wealthy trader that you want to be. Now, you know, not everything is for me. I also make one-of-a-kind necklaces for my charities for their silent auctions. That's like a therapy for me, just designing necklaces. To be a well-rounded person, you need to have a list of accomplishments. So make your list today, embrace it, and see how accomplished you already are. We'll be back after a break.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
Okay, so please, folks, do the exercise of writing down your accomplishments. It really does help, because during those days after Mark passed away and everything was just going south, that's what I clung to. I really just clung to that, knowing that I could turn it around. It was difficult, but looking at that list of accomplishments, and of course, I just gave you a few here today, but you know, I have several pages of accomplishments. And of course, now the big one is, you know, keeping my copyrights from those goofballs that tried to take them and coming back bigger and better. So this is, this exercise works. Okay. You need to feel like you're already accomplished so you can accomplish more as a trader. Okay? So if you have any questions on this, just send me an email. Just let me know. All right? So the next question is, what's the difference between self-mastery and technical analysis? I didn't think I even had to explain this, but there's a big difference. Number one, technical analysis is just that. What's the word? What's the phrase? Technical analysis. All right? And that's something that every trader has to know and use to be able to look at a chart and think about market direction. All right? You have to know the history of what you're trading. You have to know, you know, what how has it traded the last year, the last 5 years, the last 10 years, or however long it's been in existence. I mean, I'm not going to go over my trading system with you, but, you know, I do invest in stocks. A lot of them are startups or green stocks. And so I will research back as long as they've been in existence, you know, who owns the company? What's their background? What's their executive board? How much are they getting paid? What are their dividends worth? You know, if any, you know, how has it been trading? I will get every chart for as long as it's the company's been in existence. So that's going to give me a foundation of my technical analysis. All right. Now, some people say, well, that's self-mastery because you have mastered the art of technical analysis. Yeah, that's, you could look at it that way, but that's not what self-mastery is. And I'm sure you could look it up from any guru that's ever existed on the planet. And self-mastery is knowing oneself. And this goes back to, you know, probably before there even was written records by the greatest philosophers, you know, Marcus Aurelius, just to name one. He was really good at self-mastery. Yogi Kriyananda for more recent one. You know, Pope John Paul, he's saint now, but, you know, Mother Teresa, these people knew who they were. They knew what they thought. They were connected to a higher power. And they chose that to become the best human being they could be. Now, of course, I don't know these people personally, and nobody does. So they could have been jerks behind closed doors. Who knows? It doesn't matter. And that's not even part of the equation. What you're asking when you write in is, what is self-mastery? And I keep telling you, it's knowing who you are, what you think, what you believe about success, running a business, because trading is a business, what it means to be successful as a trader, because you're a trader now, you're not, for those of you trading full-time, success in another career has nothing to do with creating success as a trader. That's a fact. And that's something that many, many traders just refuse to believe. Well, I was successful as a doctor. I was successful as an engineer. You know, I ran my own business. Okay, so what? That has nothing to do with trading. Trading is all about how you think, what you feel, what you think you know, and understanding you don't know what you don't know. And when traders can accept that about themselves, then they're on the path to self-mastery. Self-mastery is knowing why you get upset when you lose money in the markets. Self-mastery is knowing why you're not following your rules. Self-mastery is accepting that you're not following your plan. And self-mastery means then you start doing something about it. And you start changing. And you start changing when you write down on a pad of paper or in my new workbook what you're thinking, what are your goals before you start trading for the day. What do I want to accomplish today as a trader? That's what you have to write down. And you have to list what you want to accomplish for those of you that are struggling. For those of you that are hitting a plateau, get back to doing the workbook work, the journal work. Because you've hit a plateau, now you have to ask yourself, why did I hit the plateau? What is stopping me from breaking through that glass ceiling to higher profit taking? And be honest. Are you afraid of success? A lot of people are afraid of success. A lot of people. And if you don't have a business plan in place, it would be very easy for you to screw it up. I'm working with a trader right now. He's so afraid that when he makes X amount of dollars in the six figures, that he's going to blow it. And that's a real fear. That is a valid, valid fear. Because you have not expanded your mindset to accept that you're not producing anything, you're not making anything, you're not providing any services. All you're doing is pointing and clicking your mouse or swiping on your device and accumulating money. So that's a conflict for a lot of people. It's not a conflict for me because I resolved that a long time ago, back in my 20s when I was a floor trader. So the point is, I deserve and I love every dime I make. I work hard for it, and so do you. You are working hard mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as a trader. That's hard work. You know, as Mark always used to say, it's the hardest easy money you'll ever make. And it's true. So you have to think about what you're afraid of. What are you angry about? And you have to write that down. That whole process of 2.5 years after Mark died, trust me, I wrote down everything I was ticked off about. I wrote down everything I was afraid about. I wrote down why I was crying. I wrote down why I thought I was a failure or how the heck I was going to get out of the hole. I wrote it all down. I had to get it out of my brain so I could be rational and objective and get up every morning and do what I needed to do. Even though I might not have known what I needed to do, I needed to get all that emotional stuff out of my brain so I could be open to hearing what God was telling me to do. This is a fact, folks. This is the way it works. If it wasn't for our Heavenly Father, I would not be here today. I listened, I took my time, and I cleaned out the emotions, and it was just taking care of business. And that's exactly the same kind of mindset you need to have with your trading. It's just taking care of business, doing what needs to be done, and if you don't know what needs to be done, then you don't trade until you do, because then you won't lose. So it's really quite simple, folks. You know, what makes you a trader? I can't answer that for you. You have to answer that for you. You're the only one that knows that. I'm not inside your brain. So you have to ask yourself, what makes me a trader? What makes me a trader? And answer the question. Now, I've said this before, and quite a few traders have written in and said, well, I don't know what makes me a trader because I'm not making any money. Okay, well, now you know what's not making you a trader. So you need to write that down as well. You know, why are you not making money? And folks, you know the answers to this. You just don't want to face it at times. And I get it. Nobody really wants to acknowledge that they're not making the kind of money they thought they would already. But, you know, becoming a consistent trader takes anywhere from 2 to 5 years. This is not, you know, this is not a computer game. It takes a while to rewire your brain to accept that you're no longer pointing and clicking your mouse because you're on social media. You're pointing and clicking your mouse because you're attempting to make money. Excuse me. So you have to tell your brain that every time you pick up your mouse or you're going to go swipe on your device, okay, we're in trading mode, brain. This is it. And I've said this before, and you guys don't seem to grasp that you need to tell your brain, now I'm in trading mode. Taking and keeping consistent profits requires thinking like a warrior. Now, for those of you who've never been in the military, go watch some war movies. Okay? Go on the internet and read some interviews from real soldiers that have been in battle. First of all, there's very few of them that are going to say, I was a hero. And all of them will say, I was afraid. And they just trusted in themselves. They trusted in God. They had their armor on, and they plugged through the battle. And they came out on the other side, a bigger and better person. So you got to remember about this, folks. You have to think like a warrior because we enter into battle every day in the markets. Now, if you need more information on this, let me know. I'm real good at helping you get your armor on and keeping it on. You can reach me at paulatweb.com. 760-636-4290 is the office number. Or send me an email. You know where I'm at. And we'll take it from there. So, I think we're going to head into a break. Hold that thought. And we'll go over some current events when we get back. And then I've got a 10-step program for you guys to start working on. All right? Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, so we are back. So, fresh off the press, the new Trading Companion workbook is now available on Amazon in paperback and Kindle. Although I don't necessarily suggest you use the Kindle because it's hard to write stuff in there, but, you know, Amazon suggests that we make it available just for those of you who are really tech savvy and can pull it up on your screen and work with it. But so it's called The Disciplined Trader Yearly Daily Companion. And what it is it is a workbook to assist you along your path to taking consistent profits out of the markets to create your financial mastery through self-reflection. Now, the reason that we created this was, first of all, this was a workbook that Mark and I created many, many moons ago, probably back, the mid-1990s. But it was specifically just for our workshop attendees because it was geared for floor traders primarily. We didn't get a lot of institutional traders in our workshops back then, not in the 90s. They started attending our workshops in the mid to late 2000s. So, and by that point, there were other products out there that were online. And I'm not talking about just an Excel spreadsheet. You know, a lot of traders were doing stuff in word processing programs. Now, the problem with that is, as I've mentioned before, is you write in a program, then you close the file, and then it's meaningless. It disappears. It's like invisible. So you haven't really, it's very few of you that ever contact me over the years that go back and do any research into your trading history. Okay. And so this, you know, this Daily Companion workbook is I'm trying to bring some of the basic tenets of trading back into reality here. You know, not everything is good online. All right. You know, I'm not going to get into AI too much this week. We'll do that another week. But once again, people are overinvesting in the AI, which, you know, dropped the NASDAQ this week. The state of California, where I live, has now yielded to these billionaire AI companies, corporations, not to regulate them. So that means the AI companies are in total control. Now, I bring this up because a lot of you have called and you have given your trading data to an AI program because you're lazy and you don't want to, and I'm busting your chops here today, guys, why you would give your trading results to some computer program to analyze is beyond me. There is no computer program that is smarter than your own brain. Period. Now, the problem with AI is it is coded by people who may or may not be traders. It's coded by people who have maybe an opinion about market direction. And you don't know how that AI program is going to interpret your trading data because it's not you. You're the only one that can interpret your trading data for you to become a better trader. So this workbook that I've, you know, developed now, and one of the reasons, it took me a couple of years to develop it, and one of the reasons that I did was that Dr. Van K. Tharp, who is a good friend of mine, suggested that. He said, you need to make this available to all traders, especially today's traders. And, you know, he ought to know. So every successful trader understands the need for self-reflection on a daily or even a moment-to-moment basis while trading. Every single successful trader knows this. They have to know exactly where they're at emotionally, mentally, and financially. So this is going to give you the set of tools to keep on track and also hold yourself accountable to create and maintain your profit-taking and overall results. Okay? And in the first part of the book, it's got excellent faith-based affirmations, as well as we incorporated the daily mantra from my book, Simple Wisdom for Prosperous Trading. We incorporated those two together. So you're going to get a lot of inspiration from all facets of faith and philosophy from the beginning of time. And you're also going to get the daily mantra from my previous book, Simple Wisdom for Prosperous Trading, which was a bestseller. So take advantage of this daily companion workbook. I think you're really going to really enjoy it. And you're going to, when you start using it, it's big enough for you to use for 1 year. So when you start using it, you're going to see your results improve because you're keeping track of your own data. That's what it's all about. Now, I'm not real hip on trusting AI at the moment because it is not regulated. And I will tell you right now, I have gone on the internet and I have asked AI questions that I know the answer to. And 60 to 65% of the time, AI comes back with wrong information. Because you have to remember, AI is just going out on the internet and grabbing answers to a phrase or a question that you gave it. That does not mean that it is valid or true. So bear that in mind if you decide to give your trading data to an AI program, because there's been a number of traders that have called me up based on what AI came back to them with, saying, oh, well, your results say this, and you should be doing this, and you should be doing that, and they've blown up their accounts. And I've seen what the AI said to them, and it's a bunch of hooey. So you really need to be careful, folks, and that's why this workbook is out there for you. Get back to the basics, okay? You don't need AI. It's not all that. And you are much smarter than AI. I know this about you. Okay? So this is Dr. Paula signing off again for another week. Again, questions, comments, you know where to reach me, paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290. I'm here to help you become the best trader you can be. I'm also here if you need content for your blog or your podcast. And as always, have a great trading week. I wish you all the best profits coming up in the days ahead. And just know that our Heavenly Father wants you to be wealthy too. All right? So take care and God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.